Okay, so we're up to the, after that slight break, shout out from Nedarim, we're up to the Gemara Nedarim, where the Gemara on Daf Gimel Amud Beis introduces the issue, the question of, can one violate Baal Ta'achir in the context of Nazirus? Because Nazirus should be a Maman of Shach, the Gemara says. Either the person says, I am a Nazir, and then they become a Nazir instantly, or they say, I become a Nazir when I want to, then they become a Nazir when they want to. So the Gemara has this way of backing into it by saying, the guy says, I want to become a Nazir, Sho achas kodem misasi. And so since we are worried that the person may die at any moment, so we back up and we tell them, oh, you have to take on your Nazirus now, and if you don't, you're in violation of Baal Ta'acher. So now we have this question of how to resolve everything that's going on. Because on the one hand, we could say, great, the whole thing is the Machlokas HaSugyas, and there's the Machlokas Reb Yehuda and Reb Meir in terms of Chayshin and Lamisa. The problem is, when you look in the Rambam, there seems to be some inconsistency, and this is what the Lechem Mishnah points out in the beginning of Hilchos Nazirus. The Lechem Mishnah says, wait a second, let's look in the Rambam in Hilchos Avodas Yom Kippurim, in Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel. The Rambam does not mention identifying and designating a second wife. Why? Because we're not choshesh that the person is going to die. And similarly, in Hilchos Sukkah, the Rambam says that you can make a behema into a dauphin for a sukkah. Why? Because you don't have to worry. Lo chayshin and shem ameis. The problem is that when it comes to Hilchos Naziris, the Rambam does choshesh shema yamos in the case of sha'achas kodem misas. So the same thing for truma. So how do you understand this Rambam? Dealing with the Rambam just sharpens the issue of how to put these Gemaras together. So perhaps there are three ways to deal with these Gemaras. Maybe there are more, but we're going to consider three ways to deal with these Gemaras. Tosfos on our daf is the first way, and that is distinguishing between Zman Muat and Zman Meruba. A brief period of time and a long period of time. Says Tosfos, when we're talking about a Zman Muat, when we're talking about a short amount of time, that's when the Rabbanon say to Rabbi Yehuda, we're not choshesh. And it could be that Rabbi Yehuda, even his chashash, that's just a little extra. That's a little chumrah. Why would you have an added chashash on Yom Kippur? Because kaparas klal Yisrael. So Rabbi Yehuda would say, let's go a little extra. Right? You saw 2 days in Tosas. The first day in Tosas, a little chashash. The second day in Tosas, agrees it's just l'ravcha d'milsa. And the Rabbanon's argument is, well, if so then you should go all the way and be choshesh two or three poor people ain ladavar sof. But Rabbi Yehuda might say, no, I'm not choshesh, generally speaking, l'zman muat, but for this case I am. And then the opposite true is also. The case in Yevamos is the case of zman meruba, a long time. Long time, you got to be choshesh. Person's going to die in a long time. And so because that open-ended the Zman Meruba, so even the Rabbanon will be in agreement in that case. Why? Because of a special chumrah of Yibum, Mitzvah Yibum. But what about the standard case of Zman Meruba? That's the case where we're subject to the machlokas between Reb Yehuda and Reb Meir. That's what it seems like from Tosas. That's the way to square it away. And the Rosh, in his comment on that Gemara in the Darim, seems to follow this mahalach. And he says, you know why it makes sense to be choshesh? This rush is here in Nedarim, Daf Gimel Amud Beis. He says, Va'afilu man depalig beperikol aget va'omer lo chayshin et shemayamos hacha lizman deruba d'liyamei nazirus chayshinan hilkach given the royal the kamal nazirus the altar if he waits through a golem is over on Baal Ta'achir. So the Rosh says that case in Yuma, excuse me, that case in the Darim is a case of zman meruba. So in zman meruba we're worried that follows Shitas Tosfos. How long is zman meruba? This is an interesting question. So the Stechemed, earlier, which the Kuflam Chesed couldn't find. I'll bring it in. I have it at home. But this is, it's a different Stei Chemed. This is the one that's referenced in the one that was on the Mar Makomos. The one that was on the Mar Makomos is the whole raid on Chayshin and Lemisa. In that one, he references another one. The earlier one is in Ma'areches Zayin Klal Chavdalid. What do you think the title of this one is? Ma'areches Zayin. Yeah, Zman Muat. See, quotes a whole... are dealing with this question. When you say Zman Meruba and Zman Muat, what do you mean? We have this issue, it comes up, let's say, in Hilchos Shabbos for like Kayama, right? Like Kesher Shal Kayama, that issue. So it comes up here. So first he quotes from the Yaris Dvash that Zman Muat is Shiva Yamim. And then he looks at our Rush that we just quoted. What do you see from the Rush? What's called Zman Meruba? 30 days, because it's Naziris.
It's not how long Naziris lasts, isn't it how when he's going to do it? Isn't it the Baal Ta'achar component?
The Baal Ta'achar component is going to kick in after three Regolim.
Right, so
but he's
that,
saying,
that,
when is the guy? The guy promises he's going to get to do Naziris. If he dies before he fulfills his Naziris.
That's when he starts, not when he finishes.
Right.
How long Naziris lasts is irrelevant in that case.
Shouldn't it be relevant because the following? The guy says, I'm a Nazir before I die. So he needs to get 30 days of Naziris in before he dies. Which means if he starts today, he will finish in 30 days. That means that we're choshish, he will die before 30 days. No. It's not Baal Ta'acher. It's the lack of the kiyum of his neder.
Right, saying, because of that gemara, l'chora, if he died within 30 days, you would have still had come up with a scenario of Baal Ta'acher if that worked, even if he died in the middle. The dying in the middle of 30 days is almost irrelevant. It's a funny...
What the Rush
is really saying is that the Baal Ta'acher will kick in at this... We're trying to find a time when the Baal Ta'achar will gain, how far in advance. You read the Rush. I thought the Rush even referenced that it's the Gimel Regolim.
He does, yes.
For
well,
the Baal Ta'achar.
Right.
So it's just a funny.
So we talked about that when we learned the Darim, that issue was also complicated about the.
Yes, that was the. We had that Pleiuja Ibranat.
Yes. So we have to go back to that. But anyway, his point is. He's quoting here from the Rush, who thinks that it's 30 days, but he says lav dafka shloshim yom ella, a little bit less. He says, so I'm not sure. I don't have such a good raya, but he says for sure 7 days is begeder zman muat. Then he quotes this from the Ksav Sofer, and then he quotes just a bunch of different achronim who weigh in on this.
On
what?
Oh,
what does he say? I didn't
three
see.
Months.
Oh, okay, good. Okay, I'm not sure that that's... That's because of Avchana, but I'm not sure that that's the shear. Right, but 3 months is for sure Zman Meruba. He might agree that 30 days is also called Zman Meruba. Right? He's not weighing in on that question. In the end here, he also deals with the Tosus in Moed Katan that some of the Achronim talk about regarding Chol HaMoed and how that affects this Zman Meruba, that Ein Sham. So that's in Steichem Ma'arecha Zayin Klal Chaf Dalet, what's the Hagdara of Zman Muat and Zman Meruba? But for sure, Yom HaKippurim, one day, that's Zman Muat. Now, there still remains a question in the Achronim how to Paskin on this point. Because based on what Tosus is saying, the Chachamim in our Mishnah tell us we're not Choshesh L'Zman Muat, and the Machlokas elsewhere is Zman Meruba. Nobody is going to Paskin Zman Muat, but there are some who think, going back to the Shita Sarambam, that maybe Zman Muat we should also be Choshesh. Because there's the Rambam, if you take a look at the Rambam in Hilchos Ma'aser Sheni, Perek Gimel Halacha Ches, the Rambam is talking there about handing over Demai or Ma'aser Sheni to somebody who is a chaver, and the raiva there is upset about it. The long and the short of it is the question is, well, if you give it to a chaver, maybe that chaver will die, and then his descendants are Ami Ha'aretz, and you're going to be moser either Demei Maser Sheni or Maser Sheni itself to an Am Ha'aretz. And in the last line there, the Kesem Mishnah says, yeah, well, you know, you always have to be choshesh for somebody who's going to die, even if it's a Zman Muat. So in the back of the Machane Ephraim, the Halakha Machane Ephraim jumps on that Kesef Mishnah. He says, wait a minute. Most poskim assume that you're not choshesh lezman muat. But there is that line in the Kesef Mishnah. And there is a tshuva. The tshuva is the Ein Yitzchak, the Halakha of Yitzchak Elchanan. This is the Shaul's tshuva. It's Ein Yitzchak, Simen Chaf Dalid, who mentions this Kesef Mishnah and the Machane Ephraim. And he says that the majority of poskim assume that when it comes to zman meruba, Lo Chayishinon, and certainly Lizman Muat. I'm sorry, according to the rope, Lo Chayishinon, and there's still a machlok, it's about Zman Meruba. So that's Shita number one. Way number one to deal with this issue is to say it's going to depend on Zman Meruba and Zman Muat. That's issue number one. Number two, the second way of thinking about this is, wait a second. Which are the cases in which the Gemara said that we're not choshesh, our case, right? We're not choshesh that the person will die. We had the Bekiyas Hanod. We had the Isha Shaholach Baal Medina Sayam. And then the Gemara said, well, I have a stira from the case of Truma Sha'achas Kodem Isasi. So Rava, his answer will work for a lot of these cases and will work for the Rambam. Rava's distinction that there's a difference between Shema Meis and Shema Yamos will work for the Rambam in many of these cases, because what Rava is saying is the person has a Cheskas Chai. As long as you're assuming that the person is alive, right? We don't assume that they already died. Then if the din is based on them being alive, so then they're alive. What's the case of Sha'achas Kodem Misa? There, the din kicks in while the person is still living. Well, that's not staring the chazakah. Right now, the chazakah says you're alive, and the din kicks in while you're alive. So of course you have to be choshesh every moment. Vaharaya, we know you're going to die at some point. So if you will die at some point in the future, we don't know whether that'll be tomorrow or in some undetermined date in the future. But right now, while you're alive, you have to kick the din in while you are alive. And this is kind of the point of departure for a comment here. I didn't understand exactly everything that he's describing here. I have to go back over it again and again. In the Chidushim of Reb Shlomo Kluger on our Daf and Yuma, he suggests that this idea is related to the question of whether or not the effect of the Misa is Lamafreya or Mikano Lahaba. He says, we're worried when the person is going to die, and he suggests that we paskin like Rava, this is the difference between the Shema Meis and the Shema Yamos, what's going to happen when the person dies? Then Lamafreya, it turns out that you had a problem. Lemafreya, the Gemara in the Dharma would say, it turns out that you didn't fulfill your commitment to the Naziris. That's where we're choshesh. That something will happen in the future that lemafreya will turn out that actually in the past will have been a problem. In the case of the wife whose husband leaves to Medina Sayam, that's not an issue of lemafreya. It's right now. Is the husband alive or is he dead? Nothing is going to be retroactive. So if he's alive or if he's dead, we have a cheskas chayim. But if you set up a scenario where it will be retroactive, then in a certain sense, you have undone the Chezkas Chaim because you did the end around by the Mlamafreya. That's the svara that's presented by the Maharshak, the Halakha of Shlomo Kluger. So that's issue number two, way of thinking about it number two. First one is to distinguish between Zman Meruba and Zman Muad. Second way of thinking about it is between if it's going to be L'Habba or it's going to be even Mlamafreya. In the case of the Sukkah, you know, the case of the sukkah, it's either the animal is alive or it's dead. There's no lamafreya. Now, what about the case of Maser Sheni? The case of Maser Sheni, you should confer for. You could say it's lezman meruba, and it's that you can discuss. The third way, as everyone here saw, is from this beautiful, amazing, awesome Halakha, Orach LaNer. The Halakha Rabbi Yaakov Tzvi Ettlinger. The Orach LaNer is Miyashiv, the Kasha of the Magen Avraham. What was the Magen Avraham's Kasha? Everyone saw it in Siman Tov, Kuf, Samach, Ches, Sif, Kat, and Yud Gimel. Magen Avraham says, I don't understand the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says, if you take a tinus upon yourself, you can push it off until the wintertime when the days are shorter. Especially here in Chicago, there's a huge nafkamina. So you say, I'm not going to take on a tinus in July. I'm going to take that tinus on in December. So the Magen Avraham says, I don't understand. How can you do that? Chayishinon, Shema Yamos, Shema Meis. Maybe he'll die before that time comes around. And he leaves it with Akasha. For Haraya, he says, Shulchan Aruch says that if a person took a neder to buy a house, they have to buy the first appropriate house. Because the neder, l'chor was aldas, the fitting house. They don't have to buy the first house that comes on the market. So he leaves it as Akasha. Says the Aruch LaNer, nobody said this before me, but I'll tell you something fantastic. It's not about Zman Rub and Zman Murat. It's about whether it's defined or undefined. We know everybody dies. It's going to happen. So if we're setting out a point in the future which is undefined, now you're in the concern, maybe the person will die. Because we already know they're going to die at some undefined point in the future. So we don't know when that is. But if you have a specific date, a time in the future that you can identify and say, that's when we're choshesh, then we say, well, look at the person. If the person is your average, healthy, 40-year-old female who gets a life insurance exam and they say the likelihood of that person dying is very, very small between now and the winter is a defined period of time, we follow the rove. Why should we be worried the person is going to die? We never walk around with a chashash that people are going to die. The assumption is they're going to live. That's why when the Kohen's wife sits down to eat lunch, she doesn't have to worry, maybe he died. Of course there's no chashash, maybe he died. You never have to worry, maybe he died. The same thing for the behema. The Magen Avraham's case is not analogous to the Shulchan Aruch's other case. The Magen Avraham presents a stira, but they're not analogous. In the case of buying the house, the person takes on buying the house whenever. An undefined period of time. So if you're committing to do something at an undefined, unspecified time, you better do it right away because you may die before that unspecified time. As opposed to the case of the tainus, you're specifying a time. It should be before the winter. And that's dafka zman mugbal. Yom HaKippurim, that's a specific date on the calendar. Sukkos, it's a specific period of time. All these cases, they are defined. Memela, you don't have to be choshesh lemisa. But the case of the person who is shah achas kodem misasi, whether it's for truma or for naziris, that's completely open-ended. Memela, you do have to be choshesh, and that could be the same thing for that drama in Hilchos Maaser Sheni. You're giving it to the person. You never know. It's totally open-ended. Yes?
So if it's a defined amount of time or not within the parameters of your mulsi, in essence.
You combine the definitive endpoint for this period with the assumption of what that person's health category would be.
Right. And what's the situation?
So if they're 97 years old, you know, with four ailments, and the doctors say that their likelihood is people in that condition, in that category, that class of people, are going to die in 2 weeks, so then you would be choshesh shema yamos before that period of time, that defined nekuda 5 years from now. But other than that, yeah.
But if within any of these situations, really, they're going to put themselves in a serious makom sakana, that the chances of them surviving are very slim, even in a defined amount of time, if it's for a defined amount of time, would that then change the situation?
Possibly.
So in the case of a Kohen that goes the Medina Sayam, and his wife can eat truma, that's a makom sakana.
Could be. Medina Sayam may not be a makom sakana.
We paskin that it's a makom sakana. The Shulchan Aruch paskins a makom sakana. That's why you can't go 3 days before Shabbos, right?
No.
Or less than 3 days before Shabbos.
So if a person goes through Holchei Midbarios, Derech Yamim, specific Choli, or Beis Asurim, you have to bench Gomel. Medina Sayam doesn't necessarily mean you went through any of those things. In a Hanami, it's possible, and that might change the calculus that when that time comes. The same way that when the person takes the life insurance policy, I think they ask you, do you go skydiving? Do you do dangerous activities? In a Hanami, that might change at a given point. But every din is going to be nikba based on where you are. So now let's go back to the beginning. So says the Trumas HaDeshen in... This is in Simen Lamed Hey, Sheila Lamed Hey. If you see the Levana Bechidusha B'Yemei HaChol, so he says, wait till Motzei Shabbos. A, it's Zman Muat. That's what he says. Lo Chashin Lemisa Zman Muat. But according to the Aruch Lener, of course, it's a Zman Mugbal. It's got to be done before the 15th. So before the 15th, there's no Chashin and Shema Yamos. Heter Nedarim. So says the Ein Yitzchak. So it depends. If you're kosher, then you should have to worry about it. But if not, Lizman Meruba, you don't have to worry. What are you going to do? You're going to come to Beis Din, and you're going to tell the Beis Din, I took a shvua that I would not say that Reuven killed Shimon. Would you please be matirit? So Lechora, that's A, Zman Mu'at, because right away they're going to be matirit, and I would think that the Aruch Lener would also agree, that the Aruch Lener would say, this is part of a defined process. This is a Maisa Beis Din. It's a Zman Mugbal. They're going to deal with it in the limited time. This is not some open-ended case. You're not making some general commitment. So therefore, Lo Chayshin and Lamisa. And then in the Radvaz's case...
What's the Chayshin and Lamisa in the first place?
The Chayshin and Lamisa was, the guy finishes telling the Beis Din what he saw... And then he dies.
Oh, that he wasn't at the heter first.
Yes. So the guy dies before the heter kicks in. That was the Shiloh. That's the Shiloh Shahaya here in the Ein Yitzchak. And now you bring it back to the Radvaz. So here also you have the same factors at play, right? The Radvaz says you take the first day. And then the Chacham Tzvi comes along.
That everybody said, according to Shlomo Kluger, that's your situation of the Mafreya. Because that's the case where the Lamafreya would undermine the... that's a situation where if he died before the Eter, Lamafreya, he violated the Nether.
Right, because... Exactly, there, because...
According to him, you would be Choshish in that case.
So the Chacham Tzvi, let's just finish with the Chacham Tzvi, I know we're out of time. In Simon Kovav, he goes back and forth on this Radvaz. First, he's noted to say not like the Radvaz, and then at the end... He is maskim in principle to the Radvaz, but he goes back and forth and he says, well, you have to consider the issue of Chayshin on Shema Meis and Zman Muat and Zman Ruba. So what about that case of the jail? So now we're saying it would depend. Number one, it would depend how long do they say you have to accept this request. If they say you have this request for 7 days, so then Zman Muat, longer than 7 days, so Zman Ruba. So according to the first model, according to Tosfos, you might say, look, I'm worried about this Zman Meruba, so I have to take it on right away. But according to the Aruch Lener, perhaps you could say, no, even if it's 6 months from now, but I know that I'm trying to get to Yom Kippur, right? If the most significant mitzvah that I could do is Yom Kippur, so then I'm setting my sights on a particular day. And then, potentially, right, the Chacham Tzvi's argument might be, setting aside his raising the issue about one mitzvah versus two mitzvahs, but the cheshbon of is it open-ended versus closed-ended might differ according to the Chacham Tzvi versus the first Teretz. So to summarize, we had three Shailas Lamaisa, the Kiddush HaChodesh, the Het HaNedarim, and the Radvaz, and those were informed by these five or six Gemaras, our Gemara, the Gemara in Yevamos, the Gemara in Sukkah, the Gemara in Gittin, with the two cases, there are multiple cases there, and the Gemara in Nedarim. We saw the Stira in the Rambam, and we had three approaches. Tosfos, with the Rush, distinguishing between Zman Mu'at and Zman Ruba, with the Stechemet, different Achronim dealing with how do you define Zman Ruba, Zman Mu'at. We had the difference between Mechaim, Lachamisa, Rava, difference between Shema Meis and Shema Yomos, the way the Rava distinguishes with the added Hezber, that Mesikas of the Reb Shlomo Kluger, about Lamafreya, how it undoes what you had before. And then you had this awesome Aruch Lener defining the key criterion as whether it is a Zman Mugbal or not. And that answers the kasha in the Magen Avraham.
See if it worked.
Thank you.
Did it work?